great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly flow rivers of living water. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe have become so children of God." In fact, it is the Holy Spirit is the one that births us to become the sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about how Jesus, through the eternal Spirit, offers himself as a living sacrifice unto God. And hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So the Bible talks about how Jesus Christ himself, able to complete his assignment on earth through the eternal Spirit. And we are born again by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Our born again experience is brought about by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Bible makes us understand that he is God's seal of salvation over us. Hallelujah. Let's look at that scripture real quick in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. "And give not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Hallelujah. So we have now become the dwelling place of the Spirit of God, of God himself, by his Spirit. God dwells within us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. In the book of John, we read that scripture when time permits, but Jesus told his disciples that when he was discussing with them about how he was going to leave, and then Philip was going to leave, and then he would go to the Father. And then Philip was like, "As the Father and the Father said, us, we will be satisfied by that." And Jesus said, "How is it that you've been with me all this while, and yet you say that, show me the Father? He who has seen me has seen the Father." Hallelujah. During that discourse, that interaction between him and his disciple, when he said those things, you see, the disciples started getting sad. Hallelujah. And then rightly so, too, because in the space of 3 years or three or more years, Jesus had been their everything. Hallelujah. But Jesus went on further to say that he was not going to leave them as orphans. Hallelujah. Other versions say they are comfortless. But for the purposes of our discussion tonight, I want to use the orphans Jesus, you said that is it, the New International Version uses orphans. He said that, "I will not leave you as orphans, but I will send you another comforter," hallelujah, "in my name." He talking about the Holy Spirit. And tonight we just wanted to touch briefly on something the Apostle Paul said in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Verse 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 19. And we have established the fact that our born-again experience, it starts with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings about that experience. And he stays with us. And the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul reveals to us in Ephesians that he has been placed as a seal of redemption. There's another portion of scripture where it talks about until there is the redemption of the purchased possession, the Spirit of God is placed over us as a seal. Hallelujah. God's seal of redemption over us. So as children of God, as sons and daughters of God, the Holy Spirit is not going anywhere. He is within us. Jesus said that the scripture declares that on that last day of the feast, Jesus cried out with a loud voice that anybody that believes in, out of belly shall flow river of living water. And that also was made a point that we should, I've forgotten the exact words he used, but he said that we should desire to be used by God in our generation. Hallelujah. It can only happen through the Spirit. Hallelujah. And Jesus said that if we believe in him, out of our bellies, hallelujah, will flow rivers of water. Meaning, and the scripture goes further to say that this he was talking about the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, he is not there just to dwell in as a stagnant water. He wants to flow, hallelujah. He wants to flow from within us to the outside world, hallelujah, as a river, hallelujah. He wants that rivers of living water to exit from within as assistance onto the world around us. So Jesus said that anybody who believes in him, out of their belly living waters will flow. And with that woman at the well, Jesus asked her to give him some water, and then the conversation turned around. He said that if you knew he who was asking you to give him water, you would rather ask that he will give you rivers. Hallelujah. So Jesus or the plan of God is for us to be able to dispense the same that we have received. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit will flow from you to others. Hallelujah. That through that, the kingdom of God will be established in other hearts as well. Hallelujah. And then First Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 19, the Apostle Paul made a remarkable statement where he said that, quench not the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is King James Version. The easy to read version is that, don't stop the work of the Holy Spirit. Do not stop the work of the Holy Spirit. And we already established about that. As for the Holy Spirit, because we are children of God. Actually, the Apostle Paul also said that whoever, I think in the book of Galatians chapter 5, said that whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ is none of his. Hallelujah. So if you belong to Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in you. And that is the mark and proof of God's ownership of you. Hallelujah. He who does not have the Spirit of Christ is none of his. But he's saying something over here that we should not quench the Spirit. We are talking about two different things over here. So meaning the Holy Spirit can be resident in us, can be dwelling in us as he is now. But we can actually stifle his work. Hallelujah. We can literally put an embargo on the works in us doing. Hallelujah. And apart from the fact that Jesus said that he will, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. And by leading and guiding us into all truth, he is doing exactly what, in coordination with what Jesus, what the Apostle Paul talks about in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, 12 downwards, that God has set apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors in place to bring us to the unity of faith. Hallelujah. That is what the Holy Spirit is achieving in us, building and forming Christ within us. Hallelujah. And the Apostle Paul is saying that we should not quench the Spirit. And the other version says that we should not do what? We should not stop the work of the Holy Spirit. You might be wondering that, wow, how can this powerful Spirit be stopped by human beings? Yes, we can definitely stop it. So that's why the Apostle is admonishing us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5:19 that we should not quench it. Hallelujah. We should not quench it. And we need to understand that the Holy Spirit needs our cooperation to be able to do that which he is here to do. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus said that he will lead you and guide you into all truth. When a guide is leading the way, you have to follow. Hallelujah. When you are on the top, you're going to visit the safari or wherever you go to visit as a tourist, the tour guide cannot do his work if you are not following him. Hallelujah. And that brings to bear the importance of being yielded to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Our yieldedness to the Spirit. And if we have struggles with that one too, he is there to help us do that. Hallelujah. He is there to help us be more yielded to him. Hallelujah. And that is one of the things that we are going to ask of him tonight. Hallelujah. That we will be more yielded. The more yielded we are, the more he's able to mold us, and the more we are useful in the hands. Hallelujah. And the more impactful we can be to our generation. Hallelujah. So being yielded, to be able to do what he is here to do, we need to yield to him. Hallelujah. But the point I was moving towards is the fact that we need to supply him with tools and equipment to do that which he needs to do. And the first thing I want to talk about is the word of God. Hallelujah. Acts 20:32 talks about how the word of God is able to build us up. So those are the building blocks which the Spirit needs. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult for the Holy Spirit to do what he's supposed to do. And when we look at the beginning in the book of Genesis, as we have it, he says that everything was formless and void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the deep. the Spirit of God was just hovering until the word of God came. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Bible said that, and God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. And then the Bible said that, and there was light. So even in the book of Genesis, we see how the word commingling with the Spirit brought about the desire of God. Hallelujah. Which God wanted to see, that what God wanted to be. It came about as a result of the word and the Spirit intermingling. It is same in our lives. Hallelujah. Whatsoever work the Holy Spirit will do within us, we need to supply Him those raw materials, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. As and again, what Jesus said, that He will lead you and guide you into all truth. So we need to be engaging the word of God. We need to be engaging truth for the Holy Spirit to lead us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy 3, it says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for teaching, doctrine, rebuke, and reproof, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So He gave the scripture, but we need to engage them, hallelujah, so that He can communicate that which he inspired the holy men and women of old to write down for us. Hallelujah. So we need to provide Him those raw materials, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And it cuts across all facets of our lives. Hallelujah. The word of God. The word of God is the raw material which we supply to the Spirit of God, so that He will be able to do what He is in us to do. Hallelujah. To fulfill God's plan, God's work within us, hallelujah, which is formed within us, Christ Jesus. When we go back to the book of Romans, where it talks about God, the thing that happened, what God called, He said that He foreknew us, hallelujah. He said that them that He foreknew, He also did predestinate that they should be conformed to the image of His data. So that is what the Holy Spirit is in us, hallelujah, by the finished work of Christ upon us, and by God's eternal plan, we have been birthed anew in the image of Christ, but experientially and in our work. That is what the Spirit of God wants to vitally make happen, hallelujah, make happen within you and I, so that so when we are standing before God, we go in the name of Jesus Christ, yes. But God, the Spirit of God is within us to bring us to the place where here on earth also Christ literally formed within us. Hallelujah. And the building blocks He needs is the word of God. As we study the word of God, He is able to mold, and He's able to bend and transform us gradually. Hallelujah. Every day a little bit. Hallelujah. He does it one at a time, transforming us and bringing us into the likeness. The book of 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 makes mention of the fact that as we behold the word of God as in the mirror, the glory of God, we are transformed into that same image of glory from one level of glory to the another by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we need to behold the word. We need to look into it. So one of the ways that we can stifle His move in us, hallelujah, is when we fail to supply Him those ingredients. Hallelujah. When we fail to engage the word of God, when we fail to feed on it, when we fail to constantly take in the word of life, hallelujah, then we leave Him nothing to work with, hallelujah. And the all-powerful Holy Spirit is in that instance limited by us, hallelujah. So you might be wondering, wow, so we can really limit the Holy Spirit, we can really quench, yes, we can quench His move, His work. And this one says, stop. Don't stop the work of the Holy Spirit. We can actually stop it. Hallelujah. We can stop it. And that also means if we can quench it, then it also means that we can also what? Kindle it, or we can stir it up. We can cause it to what? Burn even more. We can cause His work to progress even more. Hallelujah. That is why our good kingdom is not necessarily a matter of how long we have been Christian, but much my function of how long we have been engaging the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to use it to transform our lives. Hallelujah. So if we can quench it, on the flip side, we can also enhance it. Hallelujah. And that's one of the ways we can enhance it is, as we made mention of, that the Word of God, engaging the Word of God. So we need to, I know it's been taught several times in Trade Generation, and I know it's not just here. When we go to our local churches too, we hear it, yes. But it is crucial that, especially if we would be vessels in the hands of God for use in our generation by God, then engaging the Word of God is really not a choice. Hallelujah. It's a must for us. Hallelujah. The more ingredients we supply to, the more time we engage in the Word, the more time we expose ourselves to the Word of God, we are also giving Him more time and more resources to be able to do that which He is doing. And then it fast tracks the whole process. Hallelujah. And then the Apostle Paul says something in Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 32. He says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving us, God for Christ's sake has forgiven you, speaking to yourselves psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Hallelujah. You see, these things, singing some hymns and spiritual songs, they create a conducive atmosphere, hallelujah, for the Spirit of God to also move and work in our lives. Hallelujah. So it's one of the ways we can help enhance and facilitate His work in our lives. Having a spirit of worship, hallelujah, an attitude of worship, an attitude of giving thanks. The Apostle Paul said again that in all things give thanks unto God, for this is His will for you in Christ Jesus. So giving thanks, being attuned with the Spirit by worship and giving praise and singing hymns and songs. By so doing, we create that constant atmosphere for the Spirit of God to move. Hallelujah. And by moving, we are not just talking about how we see it. Maybe when there's administration of the Spirit going on in a church program or something like that. No, but by showing and also speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Jude 20 talks about building upon our most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As we do those things, it makes us more sensitive to His whisperings and His promptings. Hallelujah. So yes, we are not talking about falling under the anointing and stuff like that, but we are talking about His presence being felt and impactful in our everyday life. Hallelujah. On the job, as we are on the job, as you are even driving, when He prompts you, no, don't take the other junction. Take the one closer to that factory. You know, you realize that you do that, and then you're able to swerve a traffic that could have delayed you for close to 45 minutes. Hallelujah. That is how personal He wants to be with us. Hallelujah. That is how personal the Holy Spirit wants to be with us. So as we do these things and it becomes our lifestyle, our normal daily living, it makes it easier for Him to do what He has come to do. Hallelujah. And for which the first one is to lead and guide us into all truth and build Christ within us. Hallelujah. As the Apostle Paul said unto the Galatian church about how he needed to travail again in prayer for them until Christ be formed in them. Hallelujah. How does that one happen? Through the Holy Spirit using the materials, the Word of God, which we give unto Him to do what? To build us up. And about being yielded to Him, the Word of God also helps us to yield more to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So if we also struggle to yield to the Holy Spirit, it could be an indication of us lacking in the Word of God concerning certain areas of our life. The Apostle Paul said that we should let the Word of God dwell in us richly. Hallelujah. The Word of God dwelling richly in us. As the Word of God dwells, indwells us richly, it makes it easy for us to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To yield to the Holy Spirit. And was it last week or just recently? I remember, was it Pastor Samuel? Yeah, I think he made mention of the fact that the Word of God comes to shape away the self. Hallelujah. Every time we take it in, it takes part of the self away. The self that makes us selfish. The self that opposes is that the carnal mind is in enmity to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The two are contrary, one against the other. So the Word of God helps gradually chip that away. Hallelujah. And the more of the self that is done away with, the more yielded we can be to the Holy Spirit. So even about being yielded to the Holy Spirit, it's not just a matter of just praying that the Holy Spirit should help us be yielded. But in addition to that, as we take in the Word of God, you know, the Word of God is the only word that has the power and ability to make you and I into what it says. Hallelujah. So the Apostle James describes it as the perfect law of liberty, and he presents it as a mirror. You know, he says that if we are not doers of the word, we are like people who look at their faces in the mirror and they leave, and straight away they forget how they look like. So, meaning the Word of God gives us that our true reflection. Hallelujah. As we look into it, we see who we really are. Hallelujah. And how we really ought to look like, or how we really ought to be. So as we look into the Word, it brings that literal transformation, vital transformation within us, and part of it being us able to be yielded to the Spirit, making us able to yield to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit man or the Spirit woman is yielded, easily yields to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That is how Jesus led his life here on earth. Hallelujah. There are instances where the Bible talks about, he said that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Hallelujah. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. At the point, he told them that the works that I do, it is not I that does them, but the Father that is in me, he is the one that doeth these works. Hallelujah. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then everything that Jesus did, we understand that he did them by the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Why? Because he was fully yielded to him. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts, it says that how God, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and with power. Hallelujah. And it will not do us a whole lot of good if we are not able to yield to him. Hallelujah. The extent to which we are able to see his manifest glory in our lives and around us is coupled to how yielded we can be to him. Hallelujah. How yielded you and I can be to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so tonight, just as you said, we want to say a quick prayer. But then again, it doesn't end with the prayer. It also has to do with us taking in the Word. Hallelujah. Taking in the Word cups, the transforming element that the Spirit uses. Hallelujah. That will help us to be more yielded in the area in our lives where we feel like we need to be more yielded to the Spirit. And just to chip in this one, where he says that we should not stop the work of the Spirit. There are areas of our lives which we can literally from moving in. And other areas we can be cooperating with him, and then those areas will be seemingly progressing whilst other areas are falling behind. And it all comes back to us. Hallelujah. How wherever or whichever areas that we are yielded to, those are the areas that he is going to be more effective at building us into more Christ-likeness. Hallelujah. So tonight, it is my prayer that we will come to the place where we desire to fully yield to him in every area of our life. Hallelujah. In every area of our life. For the Holy Spirit, he's not going anywhere. He is God's seal of redemption for us. So until Jesus returns or he calls us home, he is here. Hallelujah. But about his work, we can determine how far he can go, how effective he will be through our cooperation and our indebtedness. Hallelujah. And so this evening, even as we pray for the help of the Spirit to be more yielded to him. Hallelujah. We also want to make a decision, personal decision, to make more time for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Engage the Word of God more. And by so doing, enhancing one, our yieldedness to him, and then two, giving him more room, more amplitude to do what he is here to do what he loves doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for tonight. I want to lift up our voices on the prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. You are asking that the Spirit of God will touch you. For some of us, there are certain areas which right now, if we were classifying things or areas of our lives, how malleable they are in the Spirit, we are classifying them as maybe their hardness or softness, like soft clay, wood, stone, and all that. Some of us have gotten to the point, certain areas are like diamond. Hallelujah. They are so hard, but nothing is too difficult for the Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to pray. We are praying and we are laying ourselves bare before the Spirit of God tonight in the name of Jesus. And you are praying that any area of our lives that by our doing, knowingly or unknowingly, we have obstructed the move of the Spirit of God in those areas. You are praying that the Lord will have mercy upon us, and that from tonight he begins to visit us in those areas and begin to work in us, even in those areas as well, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will be able to yield those areas as well to him in Jesus' name. I want to lift up our voices on the prayer in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, O God, tonight. And I lay myself bare before you in the name of Jesus. I pray and making the fullness of my life before you in the name of Jesus. Father God, those areas in my life, oh God, which I have hitherto obstructed you, God, from moving therein, oh God. And Father God, some have become, oh God, calcified, oh God, so hardened, oh God, that you, the Spirit of God, oh God, does not work in those areas anymore. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that from tonight you begin to visit me in those areas and begin to move, oh God, by your mercy in the name of Jesus. And just myself alone, oh God, I pray for my brethren tonight as well, that you visit every one of us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Rama Duma Mama Mama Mama. Iketu Kapanda Mama. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Mantaya Pasu Sederende. In Zutu Pasu Sendeme Kuni. Rama Mama Mama Mama. In the name of Jesus. Masudi in Mama Mando. Reketeketu Kapanda. In the name of Jesus, Mama, Mama, Mama. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
You see, for some of us, the Spirit of God will start reminding us of certain things that maybe we have been pushing under the rocks for some time now. And let us not be scared to open up him concern those areas, and if certain specific things come to mind, let's begin to search the scriptures concerning those things. Hallelujah. Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for teaching, instructing, reproof, correction, in righteousness, so that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished. Hallelujah. Unto every good work. As we expose those areas, the Word of God, you realize that maybe whatever that consciously was making us not engage the Spirit in those areas, for some of us, the even the reason itself, you will not find anymore. Hallelujah. It will literally be transformed. Hallelujah. By virtue of searching the scriptures on those areas. So, some of us, it's by just some wrong conceptions and stuff like that. So even as the Holy Spirit ministers to us and brings certain things to mind, let's engage scriptures topically on those things, and let's see how the Spirit of God will work things out to the praise and glory of his name, in Jesus mighty name. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God for tonight, in Jesus mighty. Father, we thank you, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you all the honor. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. May your name be praised. May your name be exalted. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.